all bets are off. Borders don't exist. Governments don't exist.
United Nations has to do it all.
It's a full-blown chaos. We're all one now. How do you get the whole world to act as one? Well, aliens. What's up, Mike?
What's happening, dude? Oh, boy.
We're going to do bunker action today.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I see that.
I'm literally in a bunker. Oh, so, man. I'm at a cabin in the middle of the woods of Michigan, which is absolutely stunning. Stunning. I've always heard people from Michigan talk so fondly about Michigan. Like real people like, oh, it's the greatest place, greatest growing up, blah, 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 blah. Now I understand why. Now I understand. And I've only seen, there's Upper Michigan, there's all these different areas. But we're in an absolutely stunning, beautiful, we're with friends and gorgeous log cabin that they're getting rid of. So if someone's looking for a lot of acreage in Michigan, 64, 65 acres with this absolutely, like, I'm heartbroken for him. I already told him, please don't get rid of this. Because when no one's ever here, I'm like, I'll spend my whole summers here. We'll do a whole podcast here every single, please don't get rid of this place. Please don't get rid of this place. It's like, this guy's got a freaking ball, Shockwood like this.
Oh, wow.
Right? A little bald eagle action. By the way, you can't have a bald eagle, taxidermy bald eagle, unless you're Native American.
Ah, all right.
So my buddy's part new. My buddy's part Native American. Matter of fact, he's got all this he's got all this Native stuff. He's all about the feathers.
Do you know what group he's with? Tribe?
I don't. I can ask him. I want to say it was whatever is in the Michiganish area, but it's so cool. Like, even as you're coming down his driveway, he's got this huge wooden thing of a chief warrior. He's got like really cool stuff, like really, really cool stuff. Look what's right in front of me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Look at those ceilings, gee.
Dude, and he's got this really cool, so this feather, he's got, you know how I do the funny how God works stories?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Blessings.
Yeah, listen to the wind, it talks. Listen to the silence, it speaks. Listen to the heart, it knows. And it's the Makadawaginawahawahilawa. I don't know. Anyway.
It was a good try, man.
I thought it was a good try. I think even the natives would give me a little nod going, all right, he gave his best. But he's got this. I should tell him, you know what? I wish he didn't leave for like an hour. He's like, I'm going to leave you, let you do the thing for an hour. He's got this insane story about a feather and how this black feather was like represent this thing throughout his life, and every little crazy decision he's made in life, a black feather showed up. I'm like, come on. And then he'd start giving the thing, and you know, his wife's there. He's like, I know, it's freaking crazy. I'm like, I gotta get you to tell the story of the black feather. Let me see if he's still around. And then listen, I know Shock is coming on today.
Oh, don't venture too far out, man. You're not getting Wi-Fi from those trees.
Okay. I'm back. He took off on the four-wheeler. So we're going to hit, I think it's very important, some of the nonsense they're going to start coming at us with. And I think we should jump into, and before we even do, the True Brew weekend is starting to completely sell out, but there are tickets left. And some people now are going, oh man, I can't make it. So I said, instead of just trying to sell the tickets, just we'll refund you, and so other people can buy them. So with that said, the Trooper weekend, Sarasota, Florida. We're getting pretty psyched. I started talking to the people running it, and we're already talking about a brew cruise.
I heard.
I got to get details, though. We got to get into details. I got a lot of dates, just hung up with the agent, and I'm going to try to hit a lot of places. A lot of places. I know we're doing an Ohio run, Buffalo, a lot of the high Northeast stuff, but now we're going to try to, we're looking into California, the Carolinas, Texas, Alabama. So there's going to be a lot of dates coming. As soon as I have them all, I will give them to you. But for now, go to jimbrewer.com. We have Dunedin, Florida, Delton, Florida. Which by the way, Mike, when I was talking to the agent, mm-hmm. You'll like this and you'll feel better. He goes, "Where's Dunedin, Florida?" I said, "It's Dunedin."
There you go.
Not Dunedin. He's like, "I never heard of that place." I mean, a lot of people have not heard of Dunedin, Florida. If you're from Canada and you're a Blue Jays fan, you know about Dunedin, Florida. If you're into baseball and you watch spring training, you know about Dunedin, Florida. And I lived in Palm Harbor, Florida, so I know all about Dunedin, Florida. So I got Dunedin, Florida coming up. We have Macon, Georgia. Go to jimbrewer.com for all the dates that are selling quickly. Don't forget, by the time you're seeing this, I'll be doing the show called Ride the Laughter, which I have no clue which way that's going to go. Between you and I haven't prepped. I'm going to start rehearsing the night before with video and all that. And then we do the live show August 3rd and then August 5th tomorrow night for all of you watching on YouTube and listening to Spotify here on I'm at my favorite place in the world, the Paramount in Huntington, New York, where I'll be filming the set. And hopefully those clips will be coming out soon. Let's jump into the bunker, baby.
Let me get into bunker mode here.
Get into bunker mode.
There we go.
Bro, before we even do this, I'm pretty excited about the studio coming up. Dude. I know we keep talking about, but now it's real. Yeah. I'm gonna call our buddy Brian.
Yep.
Because it's in his place. I'm gonna give him my credit card, and apparently we're already in motion to make mm-hmm. sure it's completely set up. And then I need you. Mm-hmm. I need you to come here in Naples, well, yep. not here, where, and we start decorating, set it up, green screen, whatever we're going to do, and with the computer. I want to do it on the computer now where it looks really good and professional and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. You know, we lasted like this for a year and a half now, and people still listening, so.
Oh, yeah, I got a temporary setup. I'm looking like mid-August to come over and start getting things prepared. I got a temporary setup for you right now.
Okay.
Brian had sent me the floor plans for the upstairs, so I got my buddy working on the VR space.
Okay.
So we can check everything out. And then he's also, my buddy is working on a system. He works for a company I used to work for where we build systems like that, like
Are you
on
serious?
A larger scale. And yeah. they're putting together a system for another client, but it's basically what we're looking for. So he's putting all the equipment list together. It's gonna be rocking.
I can't wait, and I thank you for doing that. And I see from last week's podcast, you've already looked into, and you're already did you book it? You're talking about getting your diver's certificate, getting certified as a diver.
I have the date picked out just to book it. They want that. That coin to book it. That's the only.
Okay. Then when we hang up, you let me know the place. I'll call them and I'll slap my card down.
Groovy. They already know that my boss is getting me certified. So
I like this. And then we'll have to go on our first dive and talk about it.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
I'm excited for you. And I'll start you off slow. We'll do the Florida Keys, 30 feet tops. You don't have to freak out. You don't even have to do the test coming up. We'll get into all that stuff.
All right.
I'm super stoked. All right, let's jump in the bunker. Before anyone knows, all right, just so for YouTube guidelines, don't take anything we say seriously. We cannot prove anything is a fact. We can show videos. We're not saying they're 100% real. We're not saying they're 100% fact. I'm going to leave you, the one being entertained, decipher that for yourself, which is strictly characters going in a bunker, having conversation. We're not saying we're right. We're not saying we're wrong. We're just saying. You know who brought up that saying? My boy Jimmy Shaka. Let's bring on Shaka. You can find him on Rubble and everywhere.
Wow. What's going on, bro?
Dude, I'm excited. I'm going to see you at the Paramount. We're going to have fun there.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be great. I'm in case these guys don't know, I'm the pre-opener, pre-opener, right?
Yes. Right? Yes. You're the pre-opener. So like
I'm basically the radio as you're finding your seats, but correct. It's going to be fun.
Well, I can tell you, we had this guy in there, this guy, Nate, and he crushed it. He had
nice.
Totally had the crowd into it. And what I was always looking for is basically what you do. And I can't believe you've been right. It's
right in front of you.
Right in front of my face.
Oh, dude. You were talking about doing this brew cruise. I'll be the fucking lounge guy on the brew cruise, you know?
Well, I was on Patreon last night. We do a Zoom call once a month. So yeah. Last night they were all asking the same thing. Is Shaka coming to the Trooper weekend? Nice. And I said, I think his dates are available. And if they are, I'm going to fly him down, put him up. And if he wants to do an acoustic gig or whatever gig.
Fuck yeah.
And then we also do a podcast. We could do. Great. They were asking about you. They were like, is Shaka coming? I went, you know what? I'm going to see him tomorrow and I'll talk to him tomorrow. That'd be amazing.
That's nice. Nice. All right. Awesome.
Okay.
Let's bunk.
Can we hit right away?
Yeah.
The aliens.
Sure.
All right. Tell me what you got. What do you got? Because I'm going to give my theory, and I've heard some people, but let's see what you got going here. You got a video too, right?
Yeah, there's so many different angles with this. There's so many. First of all, we're all aliens, I think.
It's a play of words.
That's yeah, but all right. I was just tripping on this thing. There is, you know, the asteroid belt, right? No. You don't know what the asteroid belt is? Okay. No, anyway. If you look at like, all right, we got the sun, we got Mercury, Mars, and then we got this like scattering of all these little pebbles in a big ring. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we got like whatever, Jupiter, Earth, you know, all the other planets, right? Someone's going to be, you know, laughing at me right now because I probably got the order all wrong. But anyway,
whatever.
We got all the planets, but one, what? Like one placement for the planet is all just fucking pebbles, rocks, right?
Okay.
And there are people that do what's called, this guy's like Edgar Cayce, who I'm a huge fan of. He was this guy that would like kind of go into this meditative state and he would answer all the secrets of the universe. And then he'd wake up and say, like, what did I say? Like he had no clue what he said. And 90% of the stuff people could prove was 100% accurate. The other 10%, you kind of can't prove. So this guy was like, he was amazing. Look him up. Cayce. Okay. But anyway, he said that asteroid belt. And then there was other people said the same thing. This asteroid belt used to be a planet. All right. And it had people. And it had people, right? Like us, like about a half a million years ago. Half a million years ago. All right. Hold on a second.
All right. I'm trying. Go
ahead. All right. Anyway, story is kind of like what we're going through now, where there was the group that was, you know, that were out for themselves versus the group that were out for everyone or trying to help. You know, we're all in this together versus I'm all in this for me. Right. Okay. Right. So they had the big weapons and eventually what happened is they had a war, it escalated, they wound up blowing up a bomb that hit something on the planet, like a pocket of something, and the planet kaboom. All right. And now we have this thing called the asteroid belt that we can all kind of look up with a telescope and actually see.
Okay.
So anyway, that's that one story I just happened to be listening to this week. All right.
Well, okay. So, okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, the other thing is, I know that there are politicians and there are people with interest that will use any excuse to cover up. What's that?
Go ahead. I keep interrupting. Go ahead.
Well, it's okay. But gather your thoughts. They'll use any excuse to cover things up, to distract, look over here.
Sure.
And I don't know. Are these aliens first of all, we have the technology. I've been saying this for 20 years.
Right, of course.
We have the technology. We built it in World War II, Germany.
This forever. You started showing me UFOs back in the early 90s.
Yeah. Mike, I think Mike had some.
2000, when we went on tour, you were showing me all the stuff that like the flying saucers. They had it. They have it. They've already did it. They had these gravitation. It's all magnetic field. They already have all this. They have it.
Yep.
And they've had it forever and ever. So basically what I'm prepping people for is whatever we're going to show you, they keep talking about the conspiracy theorists saying, how long have you heard, wait till you see the alien invasion? Wait till you see the fake alien invasion that these animals have. And if you think it's that far out, think about this. Would you have think they were been able to lock down the entire planet over the so-called, whatever you want to define it as?
And
get everyone to inject, stick that in you. Do you think that would have been possible 15, 20 years ago if you really heard about it? So now you crushed businesses. You've psychologically taken people out of their own element. I still get on airplanes. We went to Hawaii, right? And we land in LA, and I noticed LA, New York, these are the places where the strongest person is supposed to be. Just the opposite. You still have people masking themselves and putting the mask on their children, on their 2-3-year-old kids, and they got them. And I have such a hard time. I don't judge anymore. I do have a hard time once in a while rolling my eyes. Well, I am judging. Who am I talking about? I'm judging them. As soon as I see them, I'm like, oh my God. But the great distraction is going to be the alien invasion. And it's called Project Bluebeam. And so they basically make, and you've seen where they're doing this in, I don't know if it's in Asia or whatever, where it makes it looks like the whales are swimming in the stadium and people are like, whoa, and dragons and
hologram.
Holograms. You go to Disney, and I forgot what, I don't know if it was Lilo and Stitch. Before it was that, they had this alien. It was the alien. So you would go, it was in Magic Kingdom, and I'm even going to go past that. You ever see a 3D movie? And the 3D movie, and the snake will like come right to your face, and it looks like it's right there, or a shark is swimming by you. They're basically going to roll in a, because you're starting to see aliens more and more now. Oh, the government has just released that aliens exist. Spacecraft, and now you're starting to see YouTube and TikTok videos of these flying saucers. Like, what is that? What's going on? This is the new world fear. And what is it? What it's going to do is going to put all you to scare the living shit out of you. And then what it does is it opens up, everything's, all bets are off. Borders don't exist. Governments don't exist.
United Nations has to do it all.
It's a full-blown chaos. We're all one now. We're all one. How do you get the whole world to act as one? Well, aliens. Communism's not working. Democracy's not working. Socialism's not working. There's always fights on both sides. Oh, aliens. And their blue beam, if you look at the blue beam, if you look at Australia had these big fires. Remember when we were talking about the fires in Australia? And you'd see cars completely ripped in half. Like, fires don't rip cars in half. Like, that's not how a fire works. They wanted to build this train, these new cities and train that would go through the bush in Australia. And those are all protected lands. So they're like, yeah, no, it's not going down. Then by miracle, the contractors that wanted to do this, by miracle, all those areas had the worst fires in history. And of course, it's from climate change. It had nothing. it has nothing to do, zero to do with people wanted to contract and make billions of dollars to rip up the bush and build along that path and start developing. Has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do that they got shot down in court. And then by miracle, climate change caused all these fires in the same exact area where these contracts, fucking amazing. And now by climate change, you're not allowed to go back and build in these areas. Now the government, and guess what they're talking about? These whole systems. It's a fucking miracle. Climate change is a real threat. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
It's really something to look into. What baffles my mind is how many people still believe in climate change.
Can I say one thing about climate change? All right. Everyone, they've been talking forever about, well, once those ice cap melts, you won't be laughing anymore. douche, put a bunch of ice in a glass and draw a line on it. Draw a line on it, how tall it is. Put a big solid block of ice in a glass. Draw a line. Let it melt. Which is higher? Okay. Ice shrinks when it melts. It doesn't. It's not going to expand. It's not going to cover the coastlines. I'm sorry. When ice melts, it shrinks. Okay.
I saw that experiment, a science teacher, and I think I talked about it either on the last podcast or two podcasts, where if you put a glass of ice, and you pour water in the ice, and fill it to the rim, and leave it and come back in the morning, is that water going to overflow? No, it's not. No, it's not. So we just killed your whole stupid theory that the ice is melting and the seas are rising, you jackasses. And now that I tell, if anyone that believes in climate change, do yourself a favor. Go see Plymouth Rock. And you tell me if Plymouth Rock is still exactly where it was. The sea hasn't gotten closer. It hasn't gone further away. And you tell me the next time you're in New York City in the end of July and it's 30 degrees. Like I shouldn't call it stupidity, because people that believe in climate change, they really do have a good heart and they believe in it, but you're being played.
You're being played.
It's another way to extort your money. That's all it is. They come, these morons, like John Kerry, just see him getting his ass kicked in front of the hearings.
Yeah, he couldn't. Logic strikes again.
He couldn't come. He'd be like, the gas is. And they go, you mean, okay, so you have record of 5,000 years ago? But, John Kerry's son, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, Biden, and one other jackass. Oh, Mitt Romney. all their kids are on the boards of like
right
Ukraine, Iran. Like, what?
Well, how else are you gonna launder the money?
How else are you gonna launder money? I mean, what more? But what blows my mind is when you put common sense in front of people, they still won't believe you. It's weird. It's bizarre. This is the greatest voodoo trick I've ever seen in my lifetime. It's weird, man.
You make a good point though. It's like the people that buy it, they have good intentions.
They have good heart.
Same thing with the people wearing the mask that are masking up their kids. They do have good intentions.
Yes, they believe it.
Yeah, but they're being played.
It's almost like watching. If I see you wearing a mask now, and I see you have your child wearing a mask, I know your heart is good, but it's the same feeling of watching someone who has a good heart and good intentions and good soul, but you have a shirt with a big sign in the back says, kick me. You ever see like the joke where someone puts a sign on the back, please kick me in my ass?
Yeah.
If you're wearing a mask, you're being had. You're being played. You should have a sign on your back that says, I'm still falling for it. I still believe in the men.
Right.
And again, they're good human beings. They do believe they're helping. They do believe, but there's zero common sense. Zero. They're completely under my control. And they won't admit it. All right. Can we just play this alien video? We got a lot of things to get into.
Okay.
Now, what are we looking
at? This looks f-ing real. That's the only reason I wanted to play this one was it looks real. All right.
I saw this one.
Okay. Maybe a lot of people have. Maybe it's just new to me. You know, I.
No. A lot of people have not seen it. A lot of things that we see.
Good. Play it.
So, okay.
Video that emerged on the internet. An alleged encounter between a man and an extraterrestrial being took place at an undisclosed location within a secret base in the United States. The encounter reportedly occurred during the nighttime, and due to the video's quality, the specific surroundings remain unidentified. It is believed that this encounter took place in 2017.
Okay. So.
Okay. So.
That's all the guy has on video.
Right. All right. What? All right. Yeah. Now, one, maybe that was real. Maybe. All right.
Maybe.
One.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Two. AI, CGI, even old school Hollywood. I'm a guy, a midget in a costume. Okay. Robot. Could be that. Three. All right, they've been planning this alien invasion thing for how long?
A long time.
At least 50 years, at least 50, maybe 70 years. What's his name? Wernher von Braun, right? The guy who, he started off in Germany making the V2 rockets that were blowing up England. But then he also did the Apollo, right? The Apollo mission. Yeah. Anyway, he did an interview where he goes, he said he was friends with this reporter and he said, listen, this was like in the 1960s. He goes, listen, first, they're going to do the Cold War and they're going to do it as long as they can. And then when the Cold War doesn't work anymore, it's going to be terrorism, and terrorism is going to be the big thing. He goes, and then it's going to be the climate, all right? And then the final card is going to be the alien invasion.
The alien invasion.
This is what the guy who started the rocket program, all right, which is why I say, did we go to the moon?
No.
No. You know why? We were already there. Because we got our little spaceships that we built in around World War II, the 1940s. We're all over the place. Okay. So are there people on other planets? Yes. Us. All right. So anyway,
go on. I I used to think that there has to be other life somewhere else, meaning people like us.
Yeah.
And the more I get older, I'm like, there's no fucking way. Here's my thing with aliens. They're clearly starting to prep you for it. Hey, a little alien right. video here, a little news channel there, a little blah, 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 blah. And no one's budging, by the way. No one's even, you're going to have a couple people freaking out, I'm sure. People yeah. that still wear masks, they're going to freak out. If the aliens have been, let's say aliens do exist. The aliens, the little green Martians, whatever, however you visualize an alien. Let's say they exist. You're telling me they've just been hiding for years and years because they care so much about us that they don't want to freak us out. But now all of a sudden they're like, you know what? We don't care anymore. We're going to start showing up and invading. Like, why wouldn't they show up whenever they want? If they have the technology to do whatever they want, they could stop our bullets. They could stop they could stop you and freeze you and move you and all this. Just
right.
Why would they be in hiding?
Would you not go to like the woods because there were ants there? And you say, well, we won't warn the ants. We're not going to tell the ants yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. The more common sense you think, it just doesn't make sense. It's goofy as heck. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
To me. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, not so.
It could be that they're coming and they can't stop it. I don't know, but
I'm not buying it. It's all going to lead to this. Let me show this. Mike, what?
Okay.
I want to show a video and it makes more sense. Okay. People should be scared about, but go ahead, Shaka.
The last thing I wanted to say about that blue alien guy, right. Yeah. Because we've been doing this for like 50 years or whatever, and we got all this kind of crazy gene cloning, all this stuff we could do. Maybe we made those guys, you know what I mean? In a lab. And then we say, well, let's take out Harry. Let's bring out Harry. He's going to scare the shit out of everybody.
Right.
Okay, now put Harry back. Go back to your PlayStation, you know?
I think it's really going to be – I think it's more – I honestly, Shaka, I think that's it. It's really like, yeah. Okay, bring out E1 – Harry. Bring out Harry. Harry, you need to go in the upper peninsula of the U.S., scare the living snot. You know what? You know who's scared? South America. Send them to South America. They're going to lose their snot. And can we do one of the beams where, like, they freeze them and stuff and light them up? But we need a good video. We need great footage of this. And then Operation Let's Go. And we'll keep throwing out the number 33.
Right.
33. Okay. Yeah, okay. Here we go. You see about the aliens? All right. Do you remember the video I played a couple weeks ago? What's the Louisiana guy? A guy who talks like this and they try to interrupt the protest. No. Mike, you know what I'm talking about? He talks like this and he grabbed the protester who kept approaching the podium and he told him once, like, listen, I'll listen to you. I'll do what I got to do. I'll answer all your questions, but don't just wait till we're done. And then the kid turned around and he again went after the podium and then he grabbed him by his shoulders. He was a sheriff to Louisiana. Do you remember the sheriff? He's like, y'all think you're gonna, damn it. Look up. We need the name. This is a very important video. Long story short, that they were outside of the White House and they were talking about this. And people, if you hate Republicans and you hate blah, 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 they're basically saying the Biden administration is trying to buy into the World Health Organization. And they were saying, you don't understand. You're going to lose everything. You cannot allow this to happen. Your president, your administration is signing off with the WHO. And this is what this was talked about. And the viral video that came out was this guy trying to break it up, and he stole all the attention. What is Higgins? What's the Higgins? His last name's Higgins. Look up Higgins, congressman or whatever, Louisiana. Higgins. Just look up Higgins. What's his first name? Clay Higgins. Clay Higgins got lambasted about a month or two ago. And all the headlines were like, Clay Higgins, you know, assaults protester. What the media and the so-called Democrats did was distract you from this.
We're undergoing a soft coup, and the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate in the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do. And one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO, to bring this forward. Other things that amendments do is to bind the states so they're no longer recommendations but enforceable edicts, provide a liability shield, get rid of intellectual property rights, move supplies from one country to another, enforce digital passports, and the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals.
So there you go. She's giving you all of it. Climate change. Yeah. They're using everything. They're using health as the next lockdown. And if that don't work, here come the aliens.
Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious. What's interesting, this all kind of ties in, because this all goes back to like that small town thing, you know?
Yes.
Like, yes. Just be the small, if the whole country was had that small town thought that, no, yes. not in our town, you know, not in our country.
Think about what she said. You're only allowed to use one drug. What was the one drug that we had to use that kept us locked down? Yeah. You had to get that. Hydrochloroquine. So they taught people to hate Donald Trump. And whatever. Yeah. If you want to hate him, you can hate him. But because he brought up hydrochloroquine, immediately your hate blinded you. And I even had my mother-in-law was like, it's not
one of the drugs that help the COVID.
How do you know that? And then you had Joe Rogan come on and tell you what he used to help himself. And instead of listening, they try to damn him. Why? I'm going to explain to you why. Because your Chuck Schumers and your administration and your Pelosi's,
The Emergency Act allows all rules are off the table if there's an emergency. And the only way they can do it is if there's only one drug. There cannot be alternative drugs. So right. That's why hydrochloroquine was demonized and the other drug, ivermectin, was demonized. I don't know this as a fact, so you two don't jump on. Again, everything is just, I'm just talking out my ass. But if you have drugs that could potentially work, well, guess what? You can't have lockdowns. Look it all up yourself.
What? There's a clip. I actually have it on my Telegram channel, The World According to Shaka, right? But it's a clip of Trump, right? Early on in this whole thing where he talks about hydrochloroquine. And they're all like, whoa, what did he say? Like almost like a South Park episode, right? The reporters all freak out. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I'm taking it. He goes, I'm taking it. Yeah. He goes, why? I've heard great stuff about it. People say he promoted the vaccine. He promoted hydrochloroquine first. He said ivermectin, right? Mm-hmm. And Z-Pack, whatever is that, the zinc and vitamin C thing.
Which is what I use.
Yeah, yeah. And he got crucified for the whole thing, right? There's this clip I'm actually reading. It says...
The reason for that is you can't have another drug. Therefore, all the lockdowns have to be lifted. You can't.
Right.
Do you understand that? People need to understand why the lockdowns existed. It was under the Emergency Act, which means there's only one way out. And that one way was line up and get you. That's it.
Yeah. Now he also, one of the things he did during his administration, maybe because he saw this coming, was he did right to try, right? Where if there's an experimental thing, right, you have the right to try it. Okay.
Right.
So right there's alternatives. You know what I mean? Like if there's an alternative, then that's available to me. I have the right to try it.
Yes.
So anyway, go on.
Moving on. Here's another great bunker piece. I had RFK Jr. on the show, and RFK Jr. is making a lot of noise. I think he's incredible. They're going to try to make him a whack job. It's the people that don't know him, like I have neighbors in Florida, and they're like, isn't he a whack job? Everyone said, my father-in-law, isn't he a whack job? I go, where do you get that from?
Well, that's what the media told me years ago.
Of course, which is why you still wear your mask and you still take 40,000 to whatever, and you still run. So again, good hearts, good people. They're still attached to the tube or whoever is telling them what to do. All right. I'm going to leave one more. Jamie Foxx. Believe what you want. Show the picture of Jamie Foxx. He disappears. He goes in the hospital, and now he comes back looking like this. First of all, this Jamie Foxx is lighter.
Skinnier head? How did they do that?
His eyes are different. And we're supposed to believe this picture is Jamie Foxx? What is going on? What is going on? Enjoy the madness. Enjoy the circus. I got to go. I need a nap. This was a great bunker.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Shaka, love you, brother. I'll see you this Saturday.
Yes. I'll see
you at Paramount.
Yep.
And eat the Trooper weekend. We'll talk about that when I see you this weekend. Cool. I appreciate you. And we'll talk soon, man. Good to have you.
All right. Yeah, you too. All right, later. See ya. Yeah. Later.
Hey, I think we showed you great examples of how easily you're distracted. Please, if you listen to this whole thing, understand the World Health Organization that was said in that video. And please look at that Clay Higgins video and what all the headlines were and what that distraction was. And what that woman was trying to talk about, she was trying to exploit exactly what this woman's talking about in Europe. Please understand the media is not your friend. Please understand your politicians most likely not your friends. As the great Bob Marley once said, all governments are illegal. You see the stuff going on in Africa now, too. And they're going to try, I don't know what they're going to try to turn this into, but again, it's a great distraction. And I think that African leader said something interesting. I don't promote violence, and I don't promote hate. But basically, they're cutting aid. And you know what he said? Which all of us should say? Which really baffles my mind that nobody says? He goes, keep your aid. Because you don't even take care of your homeless. Taking care of people starts at home, and America can't even do that. It's time for us as people, we take care of each other, because your government's not. Be careful of the show and the circus we're watching. Enjoy life. We're not here for long. Go enjoy the woods. Be out in nature. Talk to God. Love your neighbor. No matter what their politics, no matter whatever, get to know each other. We're going to need each other. We need to help each other. We did this for a long time before these animals took over. All right? Enjoy your week. We'll see you next week on the Bruniverse. Take care.
If you'd like to check out this episode uncut and uncensored, head over to jimbrewer.com/Patreon.
This is Jim Brewer, and I got my own Patreon page, and hopefully you'll check it out. Live comedy concert streamed once a month. Weekly, you host your own podcast, and you interview me. Early access to the Bruniverse podcast every single week, and I have bonus footage and bonus segments. I promise you, I'm not going to let you down. Go check out my official Jim Brewer Patreon page, and I'll see you there.
You know, this, Bowie, was, this is extraordinary on so many levels. The Deitch memo. And this memo...
Touch,
will see,
yeah, it's right there. Touch
it right
nose.
There. Touch your nose.
The Deitch memo.
And watch.
Is one of those
he reads it?
It was a discovery document that was given to me by...
What is
the original lawyers in vaccine...
What? Now, is he playing with you? There's no way out of that. You can't say, oh, I didn't see it. That's just a coincidence. You, there's no way he can deny that. RFK Jr. was asked, does JFK Jr., is he alive, touch your nose? And he clearly just went, bloop. He did, like, that's not an itch. That's not, what is that about? What is
that
about?
I like that.